KansasSeniors.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
13 degrees right now, wind chill of 1 below. Nice to have you tuned in here on a Wednesday, a day one of the month of February. KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy to be joined this morning by Mr. Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Greg, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am well for February 1 and 1 below.
It'll be warming up, though, okay? How about that?
It's coming.
Okay, well, I'm really looking forward to that.
Okay, it'll happen. It will happen. Well, let's talk about the Ad Astra Art Show, Greg.
Yes, this actually started a couple weeks ago. The Ad Astra Art Show features Kansas art, and that's going to be on display here on our first floor through February 18th. And so this art show is part of our new series that we call Community Connection, where we want to create programming that is community centered and with the community engagement and connects people with history, culture, and each other. So our next community connection after this will be this spring, so stay tuned for more information about that. We do have some ideas for what we want to do, but if you have any ideas as what you would like to see in a community connection, please let us know, and we'll go from there.
So where is the Ad Astra Art Show featured within the History Center, Greg?
It's on the first floor, so yeah. Right when you walk in the doors, it's right there, and it's a really nice exhibit. We had some really interesting pieces that we collect or borrowed from some folks in the area, and it's really a really nice addition to our programming, and again, we hope to continue this community connection operation.
What can folks find with this particular exhibit?
There is a cottonwood tree that was on the on the grounds of the state capitol, it died. They cut it down, and a chainsaw artist turned a piece of that cottonwood tree into a meadowlark and sunflowers, and so state icons. And so that's one of the things in our collection. There's some other interesting things. We have a nice painting by Lawrence Kofelt, and a really nice depiction of the shooting of some bison. I always want to call them buffalo, but they're bison. And amongst other pieces and parts, some of my photographs are up on the wall. So things that say Kansas or things that mean Kansas to the holder. And so that's how we went with this collection, is Kansas-based items.
All right, the Ad Astra Art Show on display at the Lyon County History Center through February 18th. And we begin, Black History Month this month, don't we?
Today starts Black History Month, and so on our social programming there will be notifications and some history tidbits and insights all month long to highlight the contributions of Lyon County and African Americans. And so there's some very interesting stories. I think people will be interested in those, and so those will be starting today because, again, today is the first day of Black History Month.
Okay. I know this is February, and we're just getting started on that, but a couple of big activities in late March.
Yes. March 21st will be our 85th annual meeting of the Lyon County Historical Society. That'll be here at the Lyon County History Center. I'm working on getting a special guest for that. No news as of yet, but as soon as I find out, I will let all you know. And then on March 25th, in partnership with the No Coast Film Festival, we will have a movie night, and the movie night will have a twist. We will have a 1920s-themed event, complete with a 1920s movie, a speakeasy, lies, jazz, and dancing. And so that's all on March 25th. So February will be busy. March will be even busier.
That sounds like fun nights.
It does.
That will be up at the third floor, I assume, Greg?
On the third floor of the fabulous Lyon County History Center.
So, and we want to let people know, too, that third floor is a great venue for all kinds of activities. So if you're looking for a space to rent, get a hold of who do we contact at the History Center to get that taken care of?
You can contact Lisa. She's the one that coordinates all that. Her phone number is 620-340-6314.
And so I guess we're starting to see a lot more activity up there, aren't we?
We are seeing a lot more activity. We with the COVID and whatnot, the activity waned some, but we're coming back, and we're booking all manner of events up there, from weddings to receptions to musical events. The Monkey Jam Tour will be coming back in February. So, yeah, it's returning back to some semblance of normalcy.
Salsa dancing, Greg.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, the salsa dancing, we were overwhelmed by it. We thought, there'd be some interest, but we didn't have any idea it would be packed. We had 20 couples up there the first time, and everybody really enjoyed it. So we hope that enjoyment continues.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Outstanding. And, I think for really every time that we've had you on here, Greg, with the biweekly updates, you've talked about membership renewals or really starting memberships. Great time to do that.
It is a great time to do that. The membership renewals will be going out in the mail very soon. But if you want to be a member of the Lyon County Historical Society, it's $30 for an individual, $50 for a family. And if you want more information on that, stop by here at 7-Eleven Commercial, or call us at 340-6310, or go to our website, explorelyoncounty.org.
Sounds terrific. Get those memberships done, taken care of, and help out the Lyon County History Center. It does such a great job, that beautiful facility in downtown Emporia, 7-Eleven Commercial. Now, if you haven't been by recently, stop by. There is a lot to see. Really, it's tough to go through everything in just one visit, isn't
it,
Greg?
True.
That's a part of the our plan, is to keep you coming back. So we have about 2,000 objects on display. We have 25,000 objects in our collection. So we try to keep all those exhibits fresh. And so we try to, the next time you come back, it'll be different than the last time you were here. So we try to keep it fresh and interesting, and maybe you'll learn something along the way.
Now, if you're fortunate enough to run into Greg Jordan, the director of the History Center, while you are visiting the History Center, you can probably get through about 3 or 4 items in half a day, because Greg does a great job exploring and going into outstanding detail on the items.
I appreciate that. Some people might call that long-winded, but it's educational.
There's a story to tell, Greg.
That's right. Everything has a story.
There is a story to tell. And that really is what we do, that we are storytellers, and that's really our main function. So keep those stories alive.
All right, Greg, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
All right, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. Don't forget the Ad Astra Art Show featuring Kansas art is on display, first floor there through February 18th at the History Center, 7-Eleven Commercial. It is 8:49, sunshine and 13 degrees. Good morning.
Hello, I'm Donnie Bellamy, Director of Cardiopulmonary Services at Newman Regional Health. In our hometown of Emporia, we offer a comprehensive cardiac rehab program that is uniquely planned for individuals that are recovering from heart attacks, open heart surgery,